This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have Kung Fu Douglas on the list of Hughes?
What'd I do?
Well, I mean, just it's one of your personalities. And you told us you what'd you do in New York when you were a Jet?
It's about Kung Fu movies. It's about this is the funny thing, man. Since I've been trying to get all my stuff, I have a bunch of comic books that I've had forever, and I got a bunch of VHSs. And DVDs.
What are you doing with those VHSs?
I do not know. They feel nostalgic, to be totally honest. I don't have anything to play them on. But the DVDs definitely feel nostalgic because they're a bunch of manga, anime stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to get rid of them. But it's like, what are you going to do with them?
Right.
You know, because somebody told me I could get something and format them. But I don't want to have to do all of that. You know? So I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I'm going
to
keep.
All right. Well, I think Kung Fu Douglas has a chance to make this bracket. Which of these contracts is the worst? That's one of our Twitter questions today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. So two polls today. The most recent one was that. Paul George is running away with this poll.
No, because that's the one that hurts the most. That's the juice that you got nothing out of. That's the squeeze that you made. You got nothing from.
And it is a salary cap league. I mean, they're stuck in a bad spot with that.
Also, like, they're playing right now.
And he's about to shut it down after the whole podcast layoff or whatever you call it.
No, I get it. There are some people who are offended that Trey Turner's even on it.
What?
Reality has not struck yet.
I feel bad for people that don't get to reality as quick as we do. Yeah, Trey Turner is obviously a bad contract, but that's all right. Maybe they could salvage it like you said. Let's also throw this poll result in there. Are you bracing yourself for an Eagles reset year? Yes or no? Actually, there's more people today that are voting yes than I thought, because most people that have called in today have said no. 27% on the poll voted yes, bracing for a reset. 73% no.
It's one of those where you have 27% saying yes, and the rest are very upset with you.
Oh, well, that's all right. I mean, they can get
upset with you every day.
Yeah,
you're used to that.
Be upset at whoever you want to be upset at. The Eagles are the ones making these moves. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. All right, we got beef in Cowboys land. Let's talk about this. So yesterday, Hugh, DeMarcus Lawrence, who the former Cowboy pass rusher, who is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. I guess he was doing like an interview in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he dropped this gem on the reporter, and it circled back to people in Dallas.
Here Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. Forever going to be there, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
You know what? Initially, when I heard it, because it's like you listen to it, you see it.
Yeah.
And my initial reaction was, you know, you don't want to really burn the bridge with your fan base like that because mm-hmm. you've been there for 11 years or whatever. But the more that I hear it, he probably has more right to say that than anybody else.
He's been there a long time.
Yeah. I mean, but I think you know how we live in a microwave society, and initial reaction is everything. I think that initially people are going to think that. But when you think about it, if you get out of your Dallas Cowboy feelings, did he lie?
No.
How many?
He
how
told
many,
the truth.
He's been there 11 seasons. Probably been to, what, 3 playoff games? Probably got exited. And he's been the number one seed at least twice.
Maybe 3 or 4. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, in his career. Yep. And he's gone home. Like, he's probably won, like, 1 playoff game in 11 seasons.
I think you're probably
well,
right.
Well, you know, and I don't know
they
for sure.
They won one in 2018. They won one then, 2 years
I remember,
ago.
I remember they were the number one seed, the Dallas Cowboys. I remember 1 year, and he's probably talking about the year that I'm thinking about. When you looked at the NFC East, and it pained me to say it, and I was asked, who do I think is going to win the division? And I said the Dallas Cowboys. They had a season where I think that season they were the number one seed.
2016, yep.
And they got beat by the Green Bay Packers because the Packers came there. They had to go on the road, and they came there, and they got bounced. And then you had the whole spike situation where they were coming down to score. They were in position to score, and they ran out of time.
Against the 49ers, that one, yeah.
So I think if you're being honest with yourself as a Dallas Cowboy fan, you can't be mad at him.
Oh, he's dead right.
Be mad at him. You can't be mad at him for telling the truth.
Now, one person that was mad at him, that would be Micah Parsons. Micah chimed in on the situation and tweeted, quote, "This is what rejection and envy look like. This is some clown bleep." Okay, that caused a reaction from DeMarcus Lawrence. So we had Lawrence saying what he said. We had Micah chiming in. Then Hugh, the kill shot from DeMarcus Lawrence, who responded to Micah Parsons. "Calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left."
Yeah, that was a dagger to the heart. Because Micah, again, and I know it's hard for people to see this. And when I say it, people get mad. But
he's a loser.
It's the truth.
Goofball.
It's a lot of time. No, but it's a lot of times he comes up missing, especially in big games. Like, and I think what DeMarcus is talking about, I think they were playing, was it they played Green Bay twice in the playoffs, but I think it was the second time because they played in Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken. I might have it mixed up, but anyway, he was out there balling. And I remember, I think because Micah was in and out, or he was non-existent in that game. There's games in the playoffs where Micah Parsons has been on the back of a milk carton.
Yeah, he has. Look, I don't view him as strongly of a loser as you guys do, but that is a loser tweet by him. Well, because he's a great player. Well, okay, I think if you got him out of there, he'd get a million sacks on a good team.
But his teammate just told you that he's a loser.
I recognize that.
In so many words.
I recognize that.
You know how we do the...
Well, what does DeMarcus want? I mean, he's been there with him.
Well, he's blaming Micah Parsons.
Well,
they're all losers.
Well,
okay, but hold on. If Parsons is the quote-unquote like best player on the defense, which he is, shouldn't he be... He should have more of a role in winning and losing, right? Like, it should come down to him. Or DeMarcus Lawrence is past his prime. Let's be honest.
I get it.
Micah Parsons should be the one leading the way for them.
I'm with you.
And he's on Twitter and doing podcasts. He's a loser.
He's a goofball.
He's a loser. Just say he's a loser. I mean, like, you can want him, but admit that he's a loser. He has losing energy.
I want him here. And I think he does have some loser energy. I'll give you that. I
Big
just think
time loser.
He's a product of his environment more than being a born loser. There's born losers, and then there's people that become losers because they're around losing.
Okay, but hold on. So I wouldn't have called Saquon Barkley a loser coming from the Giants, even though they are, without a doubt, a much bigger loser organization than Dallas.
Saquon never gave off loser energy.
You would never see this happen on Twitter or whatever with Saquon Barkley.
No, well, he's more of a grown up.
Right. Yeah. Well, but that's my point. Like, Micah Parsons he's clearly not a great locker room guy. Like, he clearly rubs some people the wrong way.
I know. He's more Slay than he is Saquon.
Sure.
In terms of that, like, podcast world. Yeah. I mean, Slay had a podcast where he talked about his teammates.
I agree with that assessment.
Okay. But listen, I can also say this.
Let that one go.
Slay's got some of those traits. He lost all his career with the Lions, came here, and went to 2 Super Bowls.
And that's why they were on a podcast together.
Well, they're 2 peas in a pod.
But so, like, you know, we do the tally for defense is a luxury, where Joe and I are on one side, and then he was on the other. Mm-hmm. This is a score one for me that Micah Parsons is a loser.
I recognize that. It's a bad look for Micah. They're usually, whenever Micah's in the news, it's usually nonsense.
He's been on a Twitter tirade this whole offseason, reacting to news. Like, he's just a fan at this point. He's transitioning.
Is he transitioning to podcaster?
Transitioning is good.
Mike, there's the headline. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's up next. Perfect timing for that. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah. Hey, DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, shut up. Okay. Dallas gave you a great life. Okay. You're going to be a bust in Seattle because you're old and done.
Okay.
You're not.
I mean, he was kind of right, though. Like, he couldn't win.
He's not going to win a Super Bowl there.
Right. Yeah, he definitely not, but I guess his chances are better in he filled in Seattle than they were in Dallas.
No, it's not. He'll be forgotten in Dallas. No ring of honor for him, that's for sure.
Oh. And, yeah, I was thinking
hold
that
on. If you made me guess right now, which of the two franchises wins sooner, I would say Seattle.
Yeah.
No, Dallas. Look at the moves they're making.
Why?
Miles Sanders, Devontae Williams.
The absolute glory hole.
Miles Sanders is totally cooked, Jim. You know that, right?
No, he's not.
He was a third stringer on the Panthers by the end.
They're down so bad.
They didn't have an offensive line. They didn't have an offensive line with Carolina. They didn't. Okay? They had it with the Eagles.
How come every time I watched the games and Hubbard was running for 120 yards? He ran quite well behind that line.
Rico Dowell had 1,000 yards with the Cowboys with all the injuries and everything.
Nobody
like that.
Cares.
Didn't Zach Martin retire, too?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Tyron Smith left the year before.
You okay.
I mean, the path to 6-11 is staring you right in the face.
And didn't Dak, right, well, don't Dak have to take a pay cut? Were they asking him
to take a pay cut? They redid
his contract. Yeah. So calm down. They open up plenty of millions of dollars to get other people. So calm down.
What people? You got Miles Sanders.
Well, yeah, and we'll probably get that running back from San Fran, the fullback. We'll probably get him.
Oh, Kyle Juszczyk, yeah.
Yeah, we could probably get him, so we're fine.
Wow,
Don't you worry about us. All right. Hey, bad news, though. Your flight on Sunday is full, and Cowboy Jim will not be on that.
Oh, what a shame. We won't have Cowboy Jim, Hugh.
No.
Hugh wanted him there because he gets free liquor.
I can't wait for pictures of Leprechaun Kyle, too. I can't wait for those. I want to make those my screensaver.
Oh, they'll be everywhere. We promise that. Jim, do you have a favorite Hugh Douglas?
Of course I do. So Hugh can't say bad things about me, so I'm going to say easily bought Hugh.
Oh, wow.
That's a sneaky good
one. That's a good one, Jim.
That one, losers. Bye.
All right, that's enough.
I was thinking like
sell out Douglas.
Yeah.
No, you didn't criticize Cowboy Jim for weeks after all that liquor.
What you mean? I always criticize him.
No, you don't.
I just don't use the same words y'all use.
You're very soft.
You're a sellout. Yeah, that would
sell out Douglas.
Sellout.
Good bourbon though.
There it is.
Then he had the lady bring it.
You wouldn't even admit you're a sellout.
Then he had the lady bring it to me. Not like, see, Jim never brings it to me. He has the lady that when she, you know how it goes, fellas. She commands a lot of attention when she walked in the room.
Yeah, it gets stiff at times.
No, I'm just saying. You like, we've all been there when somebody walks into the room and you're like, oh, okay.
And slather Vaseline on me.
She had a bag. And she said, Jim told me to get this to you. And I was like, thank you very much.
And then
you got to be stronger than that.
I know, you do.
Be stronger than what?
I didn't know
it was coming.
Yeah, you were very easily bought.
That happens to guys on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but wait a second. You're the same guy that says you have a commitment to the people.
I
do. And then you come on here and you let Cowboy Jim get away with nonsense.
I didn't know she was with Cowboy Jim.
Your people need you, Hugh, and then you just get easily bought like that.
I didn't know she was with Cowboy Jim.
See, this comes back to Turncoat Douglas.
I agree.
He could become Turncoat Douglas in a snap of a finger.
I didn't know she was with him. All I know is she had them black leather pants and that brown, that pretty brown skin, and then she's walked past smelling like jasmine honeysuckle.
So we got horny here now.
No, what do you mean? I'm just giving you a description. There's not a guy that's in earshot of what I'm saying. After that description, they're like, "Yeah, dog, I get it. Ain't nobody mad at me for that. Only people mad at me for that." No, ain't nobody mad at me for that. Ain't nobody mad at me
for
that.
Yeah, you better be careful.
It's the jasmine honeysuckle. That's what got me.
You know how I was about to go. I was like, oh, no, it's Friday. I want to have a peaceful weekend.
So we just got sellout Hugh, horny Hugh, and walk it back Douglas.
What are you talking about? I'm not. That's not fair. That is not fair.
It's fair.
I just gave you a description.
It's the jasmine and honeysuckle that gets me.
You even remember
how this woman smells? It was like a year ago.
It was jasmine and honeysuckle. I remember what she had on. Like, I'm not the only one that has seen. Like, there's guys out there right now listening that remember exactly what their wife had on when they met her.
This isn't your wife.
It's not my wife. I know people like, why
this
you
is some lady with
wife?
Bourbon in a bag. Yeah. I mean, this is how easily bought you are.
That's all I'm saying. She presented well. That's all I'm saying. She presented well, and she was like, Cowboy Jim, and I was like, who? Thank you. I'm just like, thank you.
Do you guys see how easy it is to buy off you, Douglas? I mean, this is simple.
What do you mean?
Jasmine, honeysuckle, and some bourbon. No. And a year later, you're swooning.
I mean, we just got three good Hughes right there.
I know. The committee is in so much trouble.
This I'm is in
so
shambles much... that Cowboy Jim might win.
This is just so much more work than I thought it was to put this bracket together. I am in shambles. Bruce is back. Bruce in D.C.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
We got you. Yes, Bruce.
All right. Awesome. So, Joe, let me just, I can't wait to get to this Hugh take, but this whole thing is your question, about a reset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you calmed down and you kind of realized the vision here. So I commend you, for settling down and changing on that, cause that's been driving me crazy a little bit too. I disagree on the reset. To me, a reset is what they went through last year. To me, a reset is something where you have to go out and get, multiple positions, multiple skill position players. And that's what Philly did last year coming up of 2023, because you had people on offense and defense and they had to draft well. To me, this is more of a retool where – You're bringing in a balance of future salary projections, and you have to let go of the players to meet those requirements. So we still have all of the key core players. The key core players that we have are here, and the people that are going to fill in. Now I'm still worried about the offensive line position and maybe the DE, but I think we're going to be okay with that. But it's a retool and not a reset.
All right, so it's more semantics. Retool, not reset. I got you, Bruce. All right, Bruce, what's your favorite Hugh?
Yeah. All right, so in honor of the 2024 Fartgate scandal in which you all left about for 2 weeks, I nominate Cassius Hugh.
Y'all ain't right.
No, that's right. Bruce. That is a great one. I mean, that was a scandal that rocked WIP for weeks.
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
Not fart.
I mean, it's there. I mean, Bruce, great phone call. Gaseous Hugh is certainly on the bubble here.
I did not fart. I still say I did not fart.
That heel's going to stay there.
That was not me farting.
I don't know, man.
We know it was you. I mean,
that was not a fart.
It couldn't have really been anybody else. Like, the more I think about it.
That was just a bad soundbite. I didn't fart.
Bad soundbite.
That heel was going to stay there.
That is not a fart. And you know what's sad? It's people in the car right now, kids with their parents. They're like, yeah, he farted.
Oh,
I didn't fart.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't fart.
Well, you did.
I didn't fart. It just sounds like that.
That heel's going
like.
Stay there.
I know what it sounds like. That's not what it was.
It just wasn't as blatant as the Trent Baalke one.
Excuse me.
No, Trent Baalke one was, I mean, that guy needed to go change. I mean, that was terrible.
I just can't believe he said excuse me.
Yeah, they do. That was an accident is what they call that. Let's get to Black Gritty, who's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Oh, guys, give me some time. So first off, Hugh, thanks for listening to my recommendation. Curious Case of, you enjoying it?
Man, listen, It got a little watered down towards the end, but the way that their family did her, it was bananas.
Oh, wild. It's wild. Secondly, I was there that day that you got that bird ball sent to you, and I will say it was like – so, you know, they run a meme out there. If you want to get a certain kind of girl, you just put a Starbucks cup with some pumpkin juice on the side.
Yeah.
You can catch you one. That's you with that bourbon, because I tell you what, I sat up there – and I watched a cowgirl Jim talk to this woman. I don't know what he was saying. He was listening to her for like 5 minutes. And I was like, who is he with? Now, I agree with you. There's other people who's wondering too. They was like, who is he talking to? Whispering all in her ear. And then he handed her a brown paper bag. I said, "What? This ain't the kind of lady that should have a brown paper bag." And when she sauntered past me, I said, where's she going?
See, and you see the word sauntered. Because she was sauntering. She was sauntering.
You're still swooning. It was a year ago.
You know.
Listen,
Black Gritty. Yes,
I want to stick his own arm out. He made her wait there for 3 seconds.
See,
it's unbelievable.
He want to reach for
it. Because
I know you're married, and so I'm not going to put you in a precarious situation. But, bruh, she was sauntering, and listen.
Hey,
and everybody was looking. Everybody was looking, and I was just surprised she's coming to talk to me. Because normally that don't happen. Stuff like that don't happen to me.
Like, I don't know what she smelled like because I was eating crab fries at the time, but I know one thing. You were sitting there alligator arm trying to keep her around for a second when she even got to tell you what's going on. So you do be so
nah,
bad, boy. You are a cheap date. I tell you that.
No,
no. You owe me my chicken. You owe me my wang flesh.
I'm just saying. She was sauntering. She was a saunterer.
Yeah. Yeah. Clean your face up. Wipe your lips anyway.
It ain't my fault she was sauntering.
Yeah, you're a lost cause. You're a lost cause. All right, what do you got for me, Black Gritty?
I tell you what, man. Anybody listening, if you had a litter of puppies, just bring some to Joe. Every year, every season, every topic. This dude needs a dog. I got a puppy. I'm secure. I'm happy. Like, what do you want from me? You out here worried about something that hasn't even happened yet? Hugh Douglas, heaven forbid he makes sense. But he made sense all week. We lost all these players, had so many spots to fill last year. Vic Fangio on defense knows what he wants. Long gone are the days where I got to worry about, well, I don't know if this guy's going to get stuck in there because how is he going to force him to play? Vic's like, if they can play, they're out there. If they're not, they won't. So with all the draft picks, the free agency moves he's going to do, every year is Super Bowl or bust right now. So I don't care about reset, replug, replete. It's Eagles in five, okay? I don't care what you say because no matter what, on day one this year, it's Super Bowl or bust. That poll is going to be 99% because Mike out there probably going to be the one person that says
well, that's for sure.
But other than that, it is what it is out here in these streets. So stop being a pound puppy and get yourself together, all right?
I'm trying. They just lost a lot of good players. All right, what do you got? Who's your favorite Hugh?
My favorite Hugh. See, y'all gonna stop disrespecting him, man. I know he is sellout. I know he over here drooling over brown paper bags. I know that sometimes he is a punk Scooby McDoo. But my goodness, this week has been a week of Hugh Douglas that you've never seen before. Y'all better stop calling him a D-list actor. He acts like an idiot. He acts like a savant. You know what I mean? He uses big words. He got Hugh math out here. Is this not the best acting job I've seen for the last 2 years on the radio? I don't know what it is. Give this man an Oscar. He's an A-list actor, Hugh, because you be tricking everybody.
A-list Hugh. All right. All right, Black Gritty. You got it, buddy. Have a great weekend. This guy's ego is just going to...
What do you mean?
Well, because all week, oh, you were right, Hugh. Defense a luxury. Now you're an A-list actor.
I am grounded, and I'm humble.
Your head's not going to fit through security at the airport on Sunday.
I am humble. I didn't come in here tooting my horn when we talked about all this stuff, and I looked like I knew what I was talking about.
I came in tooting something.
That heel was going to stay there. That didn't fart, man. That wasn't a fart.
Nobody believes you.
Nobody believes you.
Not a soul listening believes that. Sometimes, you know what? We can cope with a lot of things. You're coping with this. We all know the truth. It's coping.
I know what it sounds like. I'm not going to admit. I'm not going to deny that.
He said it. I'm not going to admit it. Got
yeah,
him.
I did fart.
Case
game, set, match.
They would lock you up. If this was a court of law, you'd be.
I would probably be in jail now, but I'm telling you, I did fart. Mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm. Perjury on the stand as well. All right, coming up, final segment for your favorite Hughes. Best answer today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. And we'll get to a couple things here. One, something happened at WIP, a challenge issued to Hugh now by a coworker. I think we flipped the script here a little bit. Yep. And some breaking news, rumors about the Eagles in the trade market. Perhaps this isn't a reset year. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than they think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results. I can. It's all clear. Sunny skies, beautiful day today. And I came to that realization this morning. We got a reset year. It's all right. I see the Eagles plan now. Reset year. I've come to grips. I'm okay with it. Hugh, not seeing it the same. And Kyle, of course, in full denial that we're in a reset year. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Before this show ends and we hand it off to the afternoon show, we will crown a winner today. And that person wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco for all these Hughes. And it really, it's two thoughts. One, it's a great thing because we have a lot of people participating in the tough decision. But it's hard now because Kyle and I and the full committee of this bracket have to come together and narrow this down to 64 by next week.
The decision is brutal.
I don't know where to go with this.
It's hard. There's so many hues. There's hues that we forgot about. I mean, the fact that someone brought up the fart from a couple summers ago is a big thing. I mean, there's a lot going
Which
on here.
Which did happen, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone.
That heel's going to stay there.
I know I don't have a leg to stand on this, but I didn't fart.
Yeah, and you could keep saying it. I mean,
I know I can't, but nobody's going to believe me.
You will take this to the grave. I know.
I'm just saying, because I didn't fart.
Yeah, you will take it to the grave. All right, let's before we go back to the phone lines here, and we do have to get to a challenge, I guess a challenge that was reissued or kind of spun back around yesterday from one of our coworkers to Hugh. First, though, Kyle did say we have some news here, potential trade news for the Eagles. Am I going to hear this and say, not a reset season? What do you got?
No, you're not. Well, I mean, maybe. I guess if you're happy about this one guy getting out of here. This is according to Jordan Schultz. Says the Eagles have been open to trade talks involving Dallas Goedert and Bryce Hoff.
All right, well, the first one we knew. Obviously.
We're saved.
Dallas Goedert, that's been out there. Elliott had that a week ago. Now, I'm actually a little surprised he's still here. You know, I wonder if they are going to actually find a trade and they're waiting to kind of finalize it because Elliott seemed to think, a lot of people did, they would just release him. But Goddard's still here, so that's, we'll see. But Hugh, the idea of them trading Bryce Huff, okay, what are they going to get back? I did say this the other day. They have 20 picks in the next 2 years. It would not shock me if they attached a pick to get someone to take him off their hands. I mean, if you have 20 picks, would it surprise you, Hugh, if they threw someone a sixth or a seventh to just take him?
Take this guy, too. Yeah, that's salary, though.
Well, that's why you have to attach the pick.
Yeah, that's salary. I'm surprised a little bit because we sat here all week and we talked about how was there something – could you redeem yourself if you're Bryce Huff? I think that they're at the point where they look at the season that he had and you know, working with him intimately every day, that I guess Vic feels like, hey, there's no redemption. You know, and that's crazy because you saw what he did with the Jets in a limited role, and I thought that there was something there because the guy does have some wiggle. He has some moves. It's just amazing to me that he wasn't able to adapt his game to this team. Now, if you put him somewhere else for that kind of salary, where would you put him, though? Because that's a lot of salary to pay a guy who I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, is a one-trick pony.
Where would you trade him, you're saying? Or where would you keep him?
Well, but not that. Where would you trade him? Who would pick him up? Because
I don't know.
The type of salary that he's making, I mean, he's not a starter, but that's a hell of a rotational salary to have.
No, you're right. Know? I don't know. I mean, I guess you could try, like, if there's a team that is, let's say there's a team that didn't sign a pass rusher this week, wants one in the draft, but then the board goes the wrong way and they're kind of stuck and they need something, and then you say, all right, take them.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like this. Because of the money that he makes, he's going to have to be here. And if I'm Bryce Huff, knowing what I know now, knowing that they probably want to trade me, I have to do everything within my power to try to become a tradable commodity or try to become a valuable commodity. So become an asset, yep, and don't be a liability.
The Eagles lose $5 million on the cap this year if they trade him before June 1st. They save $4.2 million if they trade him after June 1st. Now that, unlike, because I know they designated Slay a June 1st cut, when it's a trade, it has, like, the date actually matters. So it's like literally the day. So if you trade him before or after June 1st, It doesn't kill the Eagles monetarily to trade him, Hugh. If they find someone that will take him, that's, you can swallow $5 million to say goodbye. That's not going to kill them. So I don't think it would. I don't think it's a cap situation in terms of a trade. Like if someone will take him and they want to move him, they could do it. Yeah,
that's the thing. From what you've seen and that salary, I know you're going to take a little bit of a hit. Does somebody want to give him that money? Like some other team want to pay Bryce Huff for that?
I have no idea. I mean,
see,
I would,
I guess no.
I mean.
That's what I'm thinking, because I'm pretty sure, you know, teams, if they were with some interest, a little bit of interest, you know, they're calling all the time and say, hey, what's up with Bryce Huff? You know, and I don't know if that's happened.
So the other you said who would take him. I mean, I don't know who the other teams that were interested when he signed here last year. Maybe they say we liked him then. It was a weird year. Let's get him now. I don't know.
This is still I just can't see anybody with. The situation being what it is, because I was thinking maybe the Raiders, they're really trying. They would rather have, they want some offensive players, don't they? They probably want to put some offensive players around a quarterback, don't they?
You would think. I mean, they just traded for Geno Smith. We'll see.
Yeah.
I look. If I was a team, there's no way I would trade for him. I mean, like I'm one of
Seattle.
unless, again, if the Eagles are willing to give me a pick.
Yeah.
That's happened before. I think it was, who's that quarterback the Broncos had on Texans? Osweiler?
Yeah, Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, teams, now I don't think you have to attach a second round pick to get rid of Bryce Huff, but if you attach a five, a team might be like, all right, we'll take a flyer, give us a pick.
Wasn't Osweiler Elliott's guy in that draft?
He had some different guys over the years. He had their franchise swag.
Mm-hmm.
Paxton Lynch, was that a name?
Oh, that it might have been him instead. It might have been Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch. That feels like an
Mr.
LA
I could
guy.
Be an NFL GM.
Yeah, where are we on that? Do we think LA could be a GM in the NFL?
Did you hear the Rosenberg yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? I did. It was a good interview with Spike in the afternoon show and Ike and Fritz.
Run circles around Elliott.
When you listen to really smart people try to explain things, you realize, like, I listened to their interview with him yesterday. I was trying to learn something we could use, and then I just came away from it like, he's so much smarter than
me. It knocks you down a peg.
Yeah, like,
for sure.
I think I get by. I'm on average intelligence. He's really smart.
Sorry, Elliott, but another one. He didn't like the Quinion Mitchell pick.
Yeah, you're going to bring up Noah Vonleh next? Or is
that
a different story?
I was sticking to the NFL. Okay. I could have. That's a trump card. But,
yeah. That's an all-timer on there.
I'm not feeling GM Elliott.
No. I don't think so. Gary's in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey, Gary.
So Daryl Morey said we're angry. We're angry because you suck. Like, and then to go on to these shows and have his like little laughing buddies in the background when he makes these stupid comments. Oh, my God. Like, I look at my phone when I get the alerts, and I'm like, oh, great, they're losing again. Maybe we could do something.
Yeah, it's almost, Gary, it's condescending. I mean, if he had three rings on his fingers or even a ring, I could say, all right, like, whatever, it comes off weird, but you're a champion. He's never won anything. His teams have never been in the finals, and he's got a team that's one of the worst in basketball this year with two horrendous contracts. Like, don't act like you're smarter than everybody.
Yeah, he's got the Doc Rivers playbook. Like, this arrogance is just so disgusting.
It fits the Sixers, unfortunately. Win nothing and act like you know what you're doing. It really is amazing.
Yep, I agree. But I don't think the Eagles are in a rebuild. I think they got a solid core, and I think we have the coaches in place that could coach up the people we bring in. I mean, they've proven it. I mean, it's only been 1 year, but you know, I just don't think we're going to slip that far back.
Well, that feels like the most, like the saving grace, that it's a lot of change. They're probably going to be a little bit less talented, but the coaching staff, I mean, Hugh, if they could do half the job they did this year and they have competent or good, you know, whatever you want to say, players, they'll be okay.
I think that's what they're counting on, Joe. I really do. When I look at this and how quickly they moved on from some guys and how quickly these guys, you know, picked up Vic Fangio's defense,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they feel that if we make a reset and get some more like-minded guys or like individuals that we can duplicate or come close to what we were last year. That's what I'm thinking.
Gary, what do you got for us for a Hugh? Who's your favorite Hugh?
So this guy bought a house, and I know the area in a you know, expensive area. He got a new job, refused to get a coat. I got standing on business, Hugh. He just won't. No, I ain't buying no $800 mattress. I just bought a $100,000 house, but nah.
Gary, that's business Hugh is a good one. Now, here's my question. Gary, good phone call. The stand on business Hugh, and is there a stubborn Hugh? Are they the same thing?
We have Doug in Douglas.
Stand on business.
They're all about the same thing.
Yeah, right? That's what I mean. Like, we could wrap that into Doug in. Yeah. He's Doug in.
Stand on business, Doug in, stubborn.
Doug in, yeah, Doug in Douglas, more alliterative,
yeah, like
we like, you know.
And it all comes from a place of Hugh stubborn.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean
I'm not stubborn.
This is being stubborn by saying you're not stubborn. It's it's kind of stubborn.
I'm not stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Okay.
Moment too big.
You know, she called me to complain that she wasn't getting on the air quick enough.
See, but then we could do this and...
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like she was asleep. Might caught a nap.
Who was that the other day? Was it Carl or someone?
No, it was Joe in the Northeast.
Oh, Joe.
Passed out on us.
My apologies, Carl. I said you fell asleep and you know. All right, let's put Spike back on hold. All right, can we go from that Spike to the other Spike? Yesterday, so before the show ended yesterday, Hugh, you threw a challenge flag. And
yes.
You challenged the idea that Spike Eskin can do 250 push-ups in a day, which is what he says he does. And he was actually telling me out there in the little cafeteria of like how the process works. So he goes for walk, and then he does 20, or does 50, and then he walks 20 minutes, does 50 more. So I got to hear the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you challenged the idea he could do this.
I didn't, and let me just be clear. Like, I offended Spike the way that I said it.
But I did find something out yesterday about that show and my friend. They are highly aggressive. They're like a bunch of young pit bulls that will rise to any challenge and feel like, you know, if they feel like they're being offended, they will bite back. Mm. I was asking questions because I was trying to understand how you did your push-ups. And I immediately offended him. And it was by accident. I do a lot of stuff. Like the other day, I was poking the bear and I was poking him with the Josh Allen stuff. But I swear to you, I did not mean to make him upset. But he got mad when I asked him, did he do his push-ups on his knees? He got a little upset.
Well, I guess that means he does it. So yesterday he responded. They did bring this up because Jack, top 5 of 5 yesterday was the things we did to get to the bottom two at WIP, one of which was Rod Lakin saying he was sick on Monday, and we don't know if he was. But beyond that, we had one of them was whether or not Spike actually does 250 push-ups a day. And then I guess it led to this, where Spike issued the challenge back at you, Hugh.
And the reason I do push-ups is I can't lift weights because of my back. Yeah. So I do core exercise. So I do planks and I do push-ups, which are good for your core. Yeah. You feel this. I want you to feel that right there. Feel that core. Slap on it right there.
Oh, yeah, it's solid.
See,
solid.
Is it?
Well, it's much solider than mine.
See?
Believe me, I wouldn't let you do that to my stuff.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm sick of the disrespect, especially from Hugh. And here's the other thing. I can do more push-ups than Hugh. I guarantee you I can do more push-ups than Hugh.
That sounds like a challenge.
Well, he's a big guy. It's harder to...
Certainly more weight for him to push up.
Yes. The one thing I would add in my favor here is it's a lot easier to push up the 150-some pounds than it is 250-some pounds. I don't know what you weigh.
I would agree.
See, this is the thing, because this is where the conversation was left with me and Spike. We couldn't agree on what a push-up was, because I'll be the first to tell you, the way that I do push-ups doesn't sound like Spike does them the way that I do them. Mm. So with that being said, I don't know what he's going to consider a push-up. So that's where we're probably not going to see eye to eye.
Okay.
But
do you think you could do more?
Do I think I can? Yeah. But here's the thing, Spike's not going to be able to do the push-ups that I do. He's not going to be able to do them, and I know that. Because if he did, his arms would be a lot bigger than they are, and his chest would be a lot bigger than they are. No disrespect. Well, I mean, I guess we're here now, so they don't even need me to say no disrespect, because he's going to feel like I'm being disrespectful anyway. But that's why I said what I said, because like I said, when I hugged Spike the other day, his core might be tight, but he's a little soft. Spike feels squishy. He was a squishy man. And I'm sorry, but he's a little squishy. And I don't believe he could do 50 push-ups. I don't believe he can crank out 50 push-ups.
Well, do you accept this challenge?
Yeah. I'll accept it.
Oh, there's only one way to settle this.
But here's the thing. This is where the problem lies. The way that I already know where this is going to go. The way that I do push-ups, Spike's going to say that's not a push-up. Because, number one, Spike's arms are longer than mine. We've already established the fact that I'm a T-Rex to a certain extent. And I'm going to do – my push-ups are going to be a little bit tightly grouped.
And just write T-Rex Douglas down just to put it in bracketology.
This is also excuse maker Douglas.
I'm not making an excuse.
Couldn't you just do the ones he does?
Spike probably gonna do them. He doesn't. I would say he probably does granny push-ups. I don't know what those look like. Spike was very, very. Then let me tell you why I'm a little leery, because Spike was very, very guarded in the way that he talked about his push-ups.
But he seems very confident that he does do these 250 a day.
I would believe him. I would say Spike. I still don't believe that. Spike, I have to see this. I have to see him do the 50, and then I would tell you if I would. Didn't accept the challenge because I don't know how he's doing them.
So you want to see it?
I want to see it because I'm telling you, the way that I do 50 push-ups, he couldn't do the push-ups the way that I do them. Couldn't do it.
But couldn't I say
I haven't done a push-up, and I'll say this, haven't done a push-up in years, but I'll take that challenge if he do them the way that I'm going to do them.
I can't wait for this.
Excuse maker, Douglas.
I ain't making no excuses. I'm just,
it's also
what they say,
a little
I'm just standing on business.
Spin doctor. Sometimes all the hues come out in one conversation.
Because when I asked Spike yesterday, he looked at me and he said, if I do these push-ups, I don't want to hear anything else about this. So I was like, okay, now I got curious. I was like, okay, how are you doing them? Because anybody that has ever done a push-up, now this is where it becomes, you know, he's probably going to feel attacked because I am attacking him at this point.
when you do push-ups, if you do them the right way, you feel them in your triceps and you feel them in your chest. Has anybody ever looked at Spike and said, boy, his triceps and his chest is big? Because I tell you one thing I do know. If I did 50 push-ups a day for 5 days, my arms are going to look different and my chest is going to look different because it's going to be tighter, right? You're going to fill out. It's because you're pumping blood into your extremities and you know, you're looking swole. Has Spike ever come in here looking swole after he's done 250 push-ups every day?
To be honest, I never thought about this until
this
week.
Spike has no muscle tone. When have you looked at Spike and said, hey, that guy, he looks like a specimen? Joe, you got more muscle tone than Spike.
Well, I don't have
any. But you run.
I have zero, so.
So, but it's like, come on, dog.
So, all right, so let's. I guess we have to do this, right? This has to happen.
Of course.
Yeah, all right, so at some point we got to do some push-ups in here. It did remind me today of your the era when you would do the ab roller in here, and then one day you fell over.
I bust my chin. Hey, but you know what's going to happen? Like, see, since he entered the challenge, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to crank out.
Uh-oh!
I'm going to crank out me 50 and see where we at. Because I haven't done it in a while. Hell, while you playing, I could probably do it in a break and see how many I can
do. You got your life alert on deck there, bud?
No, listen. even though I don't like to move a lot, don't mean I can't. I only move when it's prudent.
Yeah, life alert, Douglas. You haven't fallen recently, have you?
Nah.
Yeah.
I've been working on that.
Okay,
a little bit.
Good. That's good. And that's not a good thing. All right, Spike is back up. She says she wasn't asleep. What's up, Spike?
Hi. So I'm sorry. I was trying to talk and my phone was evidently on mute.
Oh, that happens.
So anyway,
it's a likely excuse.
I want to say that as the mother of 7 sons mm-hmm. and wife of a husband, I would be very disappointed in a football player that did not fart, because my guys don't have that, even that going for them, and they're all prolific farters.
So you should embrace the fart, is what she's saying. Exactly. Embrace it.
I'm saying that don't get on you for farting.
No, it's Spike. It's okay that he farted. It's the denial. We all know he did it. I mean, everyone, the whole audience knows what happened here.
I did fart.
Don't lie.
Well, I need a deposit slip. So here's the thing. I have a name for Hugh. It's Ho Dog Hugh, because he talks about the side piece thing like he knows about it.
Oh, Ho Dog Hugh.
And so I'm sorry. I had to say that one.
Oh, well, no, I'm glad you did. All right, Spike, we appreciate it. So Ho Dog Q is added to the mix. So we got to pick a winner here, Kyle. We got a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Who is our winner today? What's the best one we heard?
So
it's been so many.
We've decided that out of principle, we can't give it to Cowboy Jim, even though I thought he might have had the best one.
Out of principle. Okay. I mean, I can't have a week where the Eagles lose good players and give it to a Cowboys fan.
I agree. So I guess to narrow it down, the best ones after that, Harvard Hugh from Phil.
That's a good one.
Commercial Hugh. From Jay, Mumbles Douglas from Tom,
Mumbles Douglas.
And then Gassy Hugh from Bruce.
Now, the fact that he denies the fart hurts that the...
It is going on the bracket.
Yeah, it is. Mumbles Douglas is pretty good.
Mumbles Douglas is... I feel like that's on us that we forgot about that one.
Yeah, because he's a big part of things.
But I'm glad that we were reminded.
He'll get votes too, Mumbles Douglas, in the bracket.
I agree.
Is it Mumbles?
I think Mumbles.
All right, Mumbles Douglas wins here.
No. Spike has went to social media.
Oh, no.
Spike has went to social media. He's made a post.
Well, that means now that we're here, there's no going back. So that's what's happened at the station this week. Tyler and Delaware, blame the Eagles for this. They lose all these players. We gotta do this. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's going on with you, Joe and Kyle?
What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, Hugh.
Yes.
Remember, when I saw you a few days ago, I still got to get it to you. I got a couple bottles of vodka for you and Joe.
Vodka?
So that way,
some vodka,
nice vodka from Delaware.
Stateside goes
make sure
hard.
That we take care of you.
Well, thank
you. Anywho, I can't believe Preach That Petty Douglas, the PTPD, didn't get a vote on the bracket, because for the amount of times, Hugh, that you be preaching that petty on this station across all sports teams. I mean, Two Sox Douglas is in that from your playing days on the Jets. I mean, all those Hughes. That to me is my favorite Hugh. of
yeah,
you.
And Hugh does and preach Wayne, a lot of petty. I mean, he's petty 24/7. He really is petty.
Absolutely. But, Joe, I'm going to hit you and Hugh real quick with 2 points, one on the Sixers, one on the Birds. Okay. First of all, Daryl Morey needs to go. I mean, hearing Daryl Morey speak, I went from caring about the Sixers to them being a nuisance to now I just, like, I don't feel anything when the Sixers lose.
You're numb.
And that's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah, apathy is not where teams want us to be. Nope.
No. And as I said, I hope the Sixers continue to lose. I like to win as much as the next dude, but if it helps us get a top five player in the draft, I'm all for it. Switching gears to the Birds, Joe, you know I was a lot like you where I was like, why are we losing so many good defensive players?
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of you still in me, but you make a compelling case, my brother. I don't view this year as a reset year. I view this year going into this next season as Howie is going to draft younger players to make sure he can pay those guys like Reed Blankenship, Jalen Carter, Quinn Yan and Cooper, and still make this team competitive. That's one thing I appreciate about Howie. Howie wants to win.
Well, Tyler, you're right about that. Tyler, we got to go because we're running up against it. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. All right, this was a fun day today. Next time we talk to you guys, we will be in Clearwater, Florida with the Phillies on Monday. You guys have a great rest of your Friday. Afternoon show is next. Spike Eskin says Hugh Douglas is on the clock officially.
Yes, he did.
Afternoon show next, live from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!